I'm John Dankosky from Next in the New England News Collaborative. The fight for a minimum wage that's closer to a living wage has been playing out for decades. But we're going to dig into this issue this week as it's increasingly become the topic of campaign speeches and statehouse debates across our region. This latest battle really started in February of 2014 in the White House with this speech by President Barack Obama.
Now, it was 1 year ago today, that I first asked Congress to raise the federal minimum wage, a federal minimum wage that in real terms is worth about 20% less than it was when Ronald Reagan took office.
For reference, the federal minimum when Reagan took office was $3.10 per hour. By the time of Obama's speech, it had gotten up to only $7.25. Obama used that speech to announce an executive order requiring federal contractors to pay employees at least $10.10 an hour, and he used it to push Congress to act.
There's a bill right now in front of both the House and the Senate that would boost America's minimum wage to $10.10 an hour, just like I'm doing with this executive action. It's easy to remember. 10-10.
But Congress didn't do anything, and the federal minimum has stayed at $7.25 ever since. Four New England states, Connecticut, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, did listen to Obama, though. They acted almost immediately with legislation. A few years later, Maine voters approved a plan to raise the state's minimum. That's left New Hampshire as the only New England state that still follows the federal rate. The start of 2019 meant more workers around our region saw automatic increases that were built in by legislation. It also meant new governors like Ned Lamont in Connecticut came into office. In his State of the State address, Lamont addressed the fact that Connecticut's been at 10-10 for a few years now, and he hopes to change that.
The 21st century workplace also means moving to a $15 minimum wage.
Massachusetts already is moving to a $15 an hour wage over the next few years. Will neighboring Connecticut join them soon? We asked Mark Pazniokas, Capital Bureau Chief for the Connecticut Mirror. Mark, welcome back to Next.
Thanks for having me.
So how realistic is the plan to move to a $15 an hour minimum wage in Connecticut?
It's very realistic. It's not a question of if, but when. $15 will be adopted at some point. The question is, what will be the effective date? The way the states do these things is, you know, they grab attention with that big number. It used to be 10-10 was the magic number that Barack Obama put forth. Now it's $15. And the question is, when you pass a bill to go there, it's usually done in steps, such as is the case in Massachusetts. Massachusetts will get there in 2023. And that is the target that progressives in the Connecticut General Assembly have also adopted.
It wasn't that long ago, though, in the state when Barack Obama was talking about 10-10 that many people, including the then governor at the time, said, whoa, whoa, slow things down. It's way too fast for Connecticut.
Well, yes, that's very true. And Connecticut was the first state in the country to adopt a 10-10 minimum wage in statute. By the time it took effect, it finally got to 10-10 on January 1st of 2017. There were other states that had already surpassed Connecticut.
So what exactly has to happen in the Connecticut legislature and in the political landscape of the state for this to happen in, as Ned Lamont says, in a responsible way over time?
Well, the support of the governor obviously is very important, but perhaps more important is the fact that Democrats won stronger majorities, a stronger majority in the House, and won a majority in the Senate, which, of course, had had an 18-18 tie for the last 2 years. And the last time that Connecticut tried to raise the minimum wage, it all came down to a single state senator who was a fiscally conservative Democrat who just would not budge. So it didn't go anywhere. Now, instead of an 18-18 tie in which every Democrat is a king or a queen when it comes to issues of any great import, they have a significant majority, and that should be enough to adopt a minimum wage increase law this year.
Mark Pazniokas is Capital Bureau Chief for the Connecticut Mirror. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
My pleasure.
And Connecticut might not be the only state whose legislature will be looking at raising the minimum wage in 2019. Vermont's minimum is already tied to the Consumer Price Index, which means it goes up a little every year. Right now, it stands at $10.78. Bills to raise the wage to $15 an hour have been vetoed by the state's Republican governor, Phil Scott. But this year, the legislature has a strong Democratic majority and the chance to override any veto. Bob Kinzel, senior political reporter for VPR, joins us now. Bob, welcome back to Next.
John, it's great to be here.
Why don't you explain to us first how Vermont's minimum wage law came to be? When did it get set?
Well, it really changed in 2006, and that's when the Vermont minimum wage was $7.25 an hour. And lawmakers passed a bill to index the wage rate in the future, and this was done in part to make it unnecessary for the legislature to address this issue every couple of years. A lot of lawmakers just got tired of dealing with it. So the index is the consumer price index, or 5%, whichever is smaller. So since 2006, the minimum wage in Vermont has gone up, you know, roughly 20 cents an hour each year, although there was one year where it didn't go up at all. So in 2018, the rate had risen to $10.50 an hour. In 2019, with that index, it's $10.78 an hour. And a bill was just introduced this week that would increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour over a five-year period, and then would index the rate after 2024.
New Hampshire is going through this same debate right now, but on a different level. They still have the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. I'm wondering how much people in Vermont think about or talk about what's happening across the river in New Hampshire, whether or not there's a consideration that they either need to be close to what New Hampshire's doing, or are they willing to go in a much different direction than a New Hampshire, which has traditionally not wanted to have any sort of a state minimum wage?
Oh, I think you raised a very important point that the governor also raises, and a lot of lawmakers along the Connecticut River Valley would say, how can Vermont have a $15 minimum wage and New Hampshire is at $7.25? What is that going to do to businesses along the Connecticut River border? And that's another reason why the governor would say, let's defeat this legislation.
Bob Kinzel reports on the state legislature in Vermont, and he is also a host at Vermont Public Radio. Bob, thanks as always so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, John.
It's not only states who are raising minimum wages. In fact, more private companies are making the move, too, including big employers in our region. Amazon announced in October that it will enact a $15 minimum wage across the company. Costco started to pay its workers a $14 minimum back in June. Listen to Next on NPR One, or wherever you get your podcasts.